Welcome to Fueled by Grace. We're glad you could join us today. Now here's Mark Shiver.
Welcome to Fueled by Grace. I'm Mark Shiver. Been looking forward to saying those words. Haven't said them in a while. My voice has been kind of raspy, and I'm sorry. But I'm determined to get through an episode today, so hang in here with me, and we'll get through it. And I'm so excited because God has given me a word just for this day, just for you, just for this day. And I'm excited about what God has me sharing with you on Fueled by Grace. Now, I was thinking about talking about some of the scandal that's going on in the church and Tony Evans and Robert Morris and this poor victim, Cindy Clemeshire. Be sure to pray for her because she was 12 years old and victimized by what was supposed to be someone that you could trust, a minister, and it's terrible. But rather than get into all that, I'm sure plenty of people have plenty to say about that. My ministry is to talk about the love of God. I realize that. And every time I try to talk about something else, the Holy Spirit just kind of eases me back into my lane. And so that's where I'm at today. I'm going to get back in my lane. And I'm going, you know, as much as I'd like to say other things and get wound up, that's not what God has called me to. So, did you know that when Jesus hung on the cross, it was a significant event? He was hanging there suspended between heaven and earth. And his blood was pouring out of him. And there was more than just blood coming out of the hands where he was pierced and the nail places in his feet where they had driven the nails through his feet into the cross. There was more than just the blood that was coming out of his head where the crown of thorns was mashed into his head. Can you imagine, by the way? I can't. I was listening to a guy talking about the various, shrubbery, bushes, plants over there in Israel. And he was saying that the kind of thorns that they made the crown of thorns that Jesus wore, that they put on his head, they were long, maybe 3 or 4 inches long. They weren't like little rose thorns, okay? And they mashed those into the head of our Savior. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? Perfect love, looking them in the eye. And they're mashing that thing into his head. Well, now you're the king of the Jews. Making fun of him, spitting on him. It's terrible. And they hung him on that cross, and he was suspended there for several hours. But what I want to tell you today, the good news, is that you were hung with him. Now, if you're a traditional fundamental Baptist or good at Lutheran or Episcopalian or Catholic or whatever, heck, even a Church of God or Assembly of God, you might not believe that. What? What are you saying, Mark? You know, the Word of God, when you read it, it's pretty amazing. The problem is we haven't been taught the good news and the colleges and universities and seminaries. And so it's handed down year after year after year after year, the same always, you know, from one year to another, from one class to another. And the revelation that the Holy Spirit has wanted to give just hadn't been happening. So he's been giving it to people outside of our seminaries, and it's an amazing thing. But Paul said, I am crucified with Christ. crucified with Christ. That's awesome. It's amazing. Think about it. Allow that to get into your mind. Nevertheless, he said, I live, but not me. Christ lives in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Isn't that amazing? Boy, what a great scripture. What a great couple of scriptures there. And so, as we ponder this amazing reality of our death with Christ, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. See, we died with Christ, but we live, yet he lives through us. It is him living now through us. We who have been born again have the nature of God in us. We have the Spirit of God in us. He is living in us and through us. The difference is that we are taught in most churches, regardless of denomination, that it is up to us to live a lifestyle that demonstrates his nature, that demonstrates godliness and holiness. And we just can't do that, folks. But the good news is we are righteous if we are born again. We are. And you see, you could spend a whole month of Sundays and more talking about, it says, he who knew no sin became sin so that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ. So we are the righteousness of God in Christ because of what Jesus did. Isn't that amazing? I think it's amazing. And yet we don't want to accept that, and we certainly don't want to preach it. No, sirree, we don't want to preach it. Why? Well, it gives up our control, but number one. You know, churches, we want to control people and their behavior and their activities and their giving, and so we can't do that. But before I go to getting cynical, I will say that a lot of it is we just don't know. So we can't teach what we don't know, but I'm telling you, we have the nature of God in us because he lives in us. Jesus said, I will give you the Holy Spirit. He lives in us. We're born again. Boy, what an amazing thing to be a believer. And the problem is, especially here in the South, boy, well, I'm just a sinner, save my grace. What? No, I don't ever say that. It offends me when people say that. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. And if you're born again, so are you. You should look into that and start saying that about yourself. Because the sinner part was done away with the moment you became born again. Well, you know, I still sin. Well, Paul said that sin is still a fact of life for believers. It's in our flesh. It's in our members. The new man that is created in Christ, when you receive Christ, the new man, when we are born again, that new creation does not sin, has not sinned, will not sin, cannot sin. And so we have a new heart. We have a new heart. Oh boy, preachers and ministry leaders. Heard somebody the other day talking about Jeremiah. Well, Jeremiah said, we've got a heart that's wicked. Yes, that's true. Until you get born again, then God gives you a new heart. That's the very foundation of the covenant of Christianity that we believe in. I will give you a new heart. I will give you a new heart. That's what God himself said. He's given us a new heart, a new heart. We don't have the heart that Jeremiah said is wicked. Praise God, I have a new heart. And you see, all the time that I was living under condemnation and trying so hard to overcome things that were keeping me frustrated and feeling guilty and all of that, you know, I just could not gain any ground. Felt like a hamster in a wheel. But when I gave up and I said, okay, I'm not trying anymore. I'm going to believe that I am born again, that I have a new heart, that I have the nature of God, nature of Christ within me, and I'm just going to allow, you know, him to live through me. I'm going to focus on that. I'm going to quit focusing on my sin and focus on the God that loves me. You know what? All that stuff kind of started fading. The enticement started fading, and I have had more victory in my life since I quit focusing on sin. And Damon Thompson, who's a minister in Mobile, Alabama, he said something that was pretty interesting, and it makes a lot of sense. You know, when you are like, when you're lifting weights, let's say you're focusing on your abs, right? And you're doing those crunches, right? Well, whatever you're focusing on, you get stronger. What's up? Well, I hadn't seen that yet, but you know, I have to tell a joke. You know, I've got washboard abs. They're just under the laundry. But anyway, fellow told me that at owned the gym one time. But whatever you focus on, you know, it gets stronger. Well, if you focus on your sin, it's the same way in spiritual matters. It gets stronger. You focus on the Word of God. You focus on the reality that you are born again, that you're a new creation in Christ Jesus, that God loves you, that you are the righteousness of God in Christ. That will get stronger too, and you will have victory over the sin in your life. Those things will not be as enticing. They will not be as alluring to you, and you will be stronger in the Lord than you've ever been. Amen. Praise God. Focus on the Lord and the good things of God, and you will have victory in your life. Man, God loves you so much. There is so much to be learned and gained from studying the truth of the gospel, that he loves you, that as a new creation, you died with him, you were buried with him, you've been raised with him, and now you're seated with him in heavenly places. That's all scriptural. Why don't you take some time and look those things up for yourself? I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and who loves me and gave himself for me. Praise God. I was crucified with Christ. Man, that's awesome. And I am living. He is living his life through me. And it may not seem like it all the time. You know, we grow, right? We have to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's what it's all about. And how can you grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ if all you're thinking about is, well, you know, golly, I wish I would quit looking at that. I wish I would quit thinking that. I wish I would quit doing that. I wish I would quit smoking this or drinking that. Man, focus on the goodness of God, and those things will fall away over time. I'm telling you, they will, I promise, over time. As you focus on the good things of God, you will see victory in your life. I believe it. It's happening for me. Now, it takes time. It doesn't happen overnight. But God loves you. And that is an amazing thing. And wouldn't you rather think about that than think about your failures and think about, you know, I can't do any good. I can't, you know, win. Man, God loves you. That's such an awesome thought. You can think about that. Think about that all day tomorrow. God loves me. Man, God loves me. The creator of the universe loves me. That's awesome. It's amazing. Yes, it is. Praise God. Oh, boy. I'm so glad to be back. Made it through an episode of Fueled by Grace. Getting stronger. Yes, I am. My voice feels stronger. Not as raspy, but I'm going to wind up right here. Reminding you, go to Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble. Streams of Life, Living Water for Life's Desert Experiences, a great book that you need to get. And I hope you will. It will encourage you. And I'll be back again with another episode real soon. We're going to be more faithful with this. I'm going to try to be as my voice will allow. And I hope hopefully you will pray for me in that regard, that I'll be able to be strong in the Lord and be able to bring the message of God's love through Fueled by Grace.
Thank you for listening today to Fueled by Grace. And remember this, God loves you.